In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
I'm going to share a couple of love stories today. Stories particularly of parental love and of grandparent love. My main illustration was going to be our saints of the day, a married couple named Mary and Xenophon. Strange sounding name, Xenophon. Their story involves unfading love in the face of news that their two sons were killed in a shipwreck. News that years later would be proven false when Mary and Xenophon discovered their sons had survived and in very strange circumstances wrapped around their parental love that never faded. But the rest of Mary and Xenophon's story is going to have to wait for another day, as God presented us with something more immediate this week, Wednesday evening to be precise. Now, God's perspective is much different than ours, for God already knows the outcome. But from our perspective, it seemed like we might have lost 4-year-old Remy Brabant on Wednesday night when Mom and Dad discovered him not breathing and turning blue. Every parent's worst nightmare. And on top of the year that family has already had. CPR was administered by Mom while the rest of the family could do nothing but pray and watch. Remy eventually began breathing again. Medics arrived and Remy was airlifted to a Duluth hospital. There he was diagnosed with influenza A, was running a fever of 105 and change, and had been suffering from seizures. We were this close to losing Remy altogether. Next morning, Remy wakes up, and in the words of Mom, he's no worse for the wear from the night before. In fact, the first few words out of this little guy's mouth were, "I sure am hungry." Now, I said this was a story of both parental love and grandparent love. The parental love is obvious through all of it. The grandparent love is off the charts. As Remy spent the morning in the hospital recuperating from death, he began to speak of spending time with his grandpa Ricky, Wade's dad. Remy said he'd been with grandpa Ricky the previous night. They spent time together. They played together on the floor, even went to church together, until Grandpa Ricky told Remy it was time to go back home. Now, folks, Grandpa Ricky died in 2001, and Remy never met Grandpa Ricky until they met Wednesday night in that thin place between heaven and earth. And after their play date there and a trip to church, a grandpa's love sent Remy back to us. Remy himself bore witness to that love. He said, "Grandpa Ricky sent me home." It's a pretty cool story. Gives me the chills. Well, fasten all your safety belts because this story is about to get weird. Wade has a sister named Dawn, so Aunt Dawn to Remy. Obviously daughter to Grandpa Ricky. Completely unbeknownst to each other, Dawn was in a rather serious car wreck some 300 miles away, also on Wednesday night at about the same time. A wreck strong enough to knock Dawn unconscious. And while Dawn was out cold, she says she went through a door and saw her dad, Grandpa Ricky, playing with Remy on the floor, just like grandpas do. And after watching Remy and Grandpa Ricky play for a while, her dad turns and looks up at Dawn and says, "Well, I need to get Remy home now." And then Dawn went back through the door she had entered, woke up in her car, injured with only bruises, in spite of the fact that her airbags never deployed. And Aunt Dawn had no idea why she'd seen a vision of her dad and nephew playing together. She hadn't been thinking about them or anything like that. And she was completely unaware that at the same time, 300 miles away, Remy was flirting with death that very hour. And when I say flirting with death, Remy had his toes through the veil, as it were, for a full 12 minutes. We were this close to losing that boy. One other thing, when Remy came to the next morning, he had mentioned, of course, like I said, that Grandpa Ricky had come with him to church that night. Some of you might remember when Remy was baptized. At the churching portion, when he was being dedicated, I stand up here singing St. Simeon's prayer. I got a picture for you. Remy turned around and gave everyone the thumbs up. Perhaps you remember that moment. I don't know if you could all see that. Aunt Dawn, while she was unconscious from her car wreck on the other side of the state, and who did not know about this thumbs up, she had never seen this picture at the baptism, she said that in her vision while Remy was playing with Grandpa Ricky, Remy turned and gave her a big thumbs up. And that was the moment that Grandpa said to Aunt Dawn, "I need to get Remy home now." From the edge of the veil between heaven and earth, Remy reports that he was sent back by a grandparent's love, a grandparent he hadn't ever met, at least in this world. 300 miles away, Aunt Dawn, by some mystery, is gifted to witness this, and through a car wreck of all things. Parental love and grandparent love, they move mountains. In our gospel today, a mom has a severely tormented daughter and begs Jesus for healing. And Jesus appears to rebuff her not once or twice, but three times. And yet this woman is tenacious. Love will do that. And she demands mercy for her daughter. And divine mercy she receives. Actually, both mother and daughter receive. When love is involved, to heal the daughter is to heal the mother, right? To heal the child is to heal the parent. Now, I've been around long enough to know that in spite of parental love and grandparent love, not all stories end the way I would want them to. In spite of boundless love, there can still be such a lot of pain on this earth. But even when the story doesn't end the way you or I would choose, love still makes all the difference. From the inside out, love has the divine power to change even the quality of pain, even the quality of death, from defeat to victory. And sometimes, maybe more often than we realize, a parent's love, a grandparent's love, has the divine power to miraculously change the order of the story itself. Mary and Xenophon, those saints we'll get to another day, were reunited in a wondrous way with their shipwrecked sons decades later because their parental love never faded. And through her love for her daughter, the Canaanite woman goes toe-to-toe with the Son of God and demands life-altering mercy. And she and daughter receive it. And just this week, a grandparent's love, a love that continues beyond the grave in heaven, sent a little 4-year-old boy back from the veil. And from 300 miles away, Aunt Dawn bore witness. Because parental love and grandparent love move mountains. Amen. Thank you.